ஸ்மிருதிபுராணானாம் ஆலயம் கருணாலயம் நமாமி பகவத்பாதம் சங்கரம் லோகசங்கரம் சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்ரபாஷ்யகிருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தௌ புனப்புனஃ ஈஸ்வரோ குருராத்மேதி மூர்த்திபேத விபாகினே வோமவத்யாப்ததேஹாய குகாரஸ்துந்தகாரோ வை ருகாரஸ்தன்நிவர்த்தக அந்தகார நிரோதித்வாத் குருரத்தவிதீயதே. ஓம் சகனாபவது சகனௌ புனக்து சக வீர்யங்கரவாவகை சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. பகவத்கீதா 6th சாப்டர். திஸ் இஸ் அவர் யூஷுவல் சண்டே கிளாஸ். எவரி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் அண்ட் தேர்ட் சண்டேஸ் வி ஹாவ் classes for the people who are regular attendees to these classes here. And we are now in the 6th chapter of the Gita. The Gita chapter begins with a statement on karma yoga, opposed to sannyasa. It's a praise of karma yoga. Sannyasa is a is a lifestyle for moksha. Karma yoga also is a lifestyle for moksha. While karma yoga doesn't imply any change in your day-to-day life, but change in your attitude. Karma yoga implies that certain type of actions also are avoided and certain attitude is cultivated, maintained. That is karma yoga. It helps you gain freedom from ragadvesha. First moksha, this is. Ragadvesha are likes and dislikes. They are harmless if they don't drive you to dereliction of duties. They don't drive you to do actions against common dharma. As long as they don't drive you to give up certain duties you are expected to do, expected to fulfill. As a father, as a mother, as a citizen, as a husband, as a wife, as son, daughter, you are expected to follow some script and fulfilling those expectations with murmur or without murmur is karma yoga. With murmur is an initiate in karma yoga. Without murmur is an accomplished karma yogi. And therefore there is a growth axis there. So one has to grow into that person. Then certain tendency to cut corners, to fulfill one's own ragadveshas is natural to every human being. But not cutting corners, conforming to dharma with murmur, is karma yoga. Without murmur is karma yoga accomplished. A apprentice karma yogi complains. And therefore this karma yoga is better than giving up all your duties to live a life of sannyasa. Renunciation of duties and of course to pursue this knowledge for moksha. So pursuit of knowledge is not compromised, whether you are a karma yogi or a sannyasi. Pursuit of knowledge is there. Pursuit of knowledge is there as a karma yogi, as a sannyasi. But as a sannyasi, only the pursuit of knowledge. No other things are expected of you. And therefore, it looks very attractive. But it looks attractive, but it can be very damaging to the person. Because these ragadveshas, likes and dislikes, need to be neutralized through karma yoga, through a life of karma yoga. Karma yoga is not one action. It's a life. These are all mistakes committed. I'm just correcting all those mistakes. They think, do karma yoga. They always say that, do some karma yoga. Karma Yoga is not a particular karma. It's not an action. Karma Yoga is way of living. How do you live your life is Karma Yoga. Therefore, the Lord Krishna started with this opening statement. Om Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Anashritah karma phalam, karyam karma karoti yaha, sasanyasi cha yogi cha, naniragnir na chakriyaha, yam sanyasamiti prahuhu, Yogam tam vidhi pandava, nahyasan yasta sankalpaha, yogi bhavati kaschana, arurukshor muner yogam, karma karna muchyate, Yoga rudasya tasyaiva samahkarana muchyate yada hinendriyarteshu na karmasvanu sajjate sarvasankalpasanyasi Yogarudastadochyate Uddharedatmanatmanam Natmanam avasadayet Atmai bhakhyatmano banduhu Atmai varipuratmanah Therefore, there is not any choice, there is no choice between karma yoga and sannyasa. This is what is pointed out. Yogam arurukshoho. Karma karanam uchyate. In the second chapter, the definition of yoga is samatvam yoga uchyate. Yoga karmasu kaushalam. These two definitions really reveal what is karma yoga. The response to situations. Situations which are ishtam or anishta. Ishta means what do you like, what is liked by you. Anishta is what is not liked by you, understand that. There is no absolute ishta. Absolute ishta is Parameshwara. Ishta to everybody. In one's life, ఇష్టప్రాప్తి. ఇష్టప్రాప్తి ఈజ్ యూ వాంటెడ్ టు బై ద హౌస్, యూ బాట్ ద హౌస్. ఇన్ ద సేమ్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్ ఇష్టప్రాప్తి ఫర్ ది అదర్ ఈజ్ సెల్లింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద హౌస్. హీ గాట్ హిస్ డిజైర్ ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్. ఈజ్ ఇష్ట ఈజ్ ప్రాప్త. ప్రాప్త మీన్స్ ఈజ్ గెయిన్డ్. ఇష్ట ఈజ్ వాట్ ఈజ్ డిజైర్. సో వాట్ ఈజ్ డిజైర్డ్ ఈజ్ గెయిన్డ్ వెన్ దట్ ఫెలో పార్టెడ్ విత్ ద హౌస్ ఫర్ ఎ ప్రైజ్. And when you bought the house, what is ishta is gained by you. After selling the house, he may regret. After buying the house, you may regret. That is a different thing. That is because we are always capable of regretting. We know how to regret. Because writing letters all the time, I regret. So, even though you don't regret, simply just a habit of writing, I regret. We regret we have no job to offer you. Hey, why do you regret when you have no job? As though you are regretting, why do you bluff? That way we can very easily make people regret. Ask for donations. We can make anybody regret. Even Bhagavan will regret. Bhagavan will say, I'm sorry. I regret to fulfill your prayer because this is regret. Anyway, but you, ishta prapti is gaining the house, ishta prapti is selling the house, getting rid of the house. Now, therefore, this kind of ishta prapti in life, it is one series of ishta prapti, one series of anishta prapti also. What you don't want also happens. You miss the bus, you get the bus. You miss. By 1 minute you miss the bus. And sometimes you get the bus also. Just you got into the bus started. That also, in life you see this. Therefore, bus missing has become a figure of speech. So this is serious. It's a whole life. Whole life unfolds itself in the form of ishta prapti and anishta prapti. In other words, ishta and anishta unfolds itself a series of what you like, a series of what you don't like. Every day, while eating also, you eat, but you don't want to bite a chili. You end up biting. You are very careful. But still, you end up biting. And afterwards, oh, this is very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good.
ఇష్ట అనిష్ట ప్రాప్తి, వెరీ గుడ్. ఇష్ట ప్రాప్తి, అనిష్ట ప్రాప్తి. లైఫ్ ఇస్ ఎ సిరీస్ ఆఫ్ ఇష్ట అండ్ అనిష్ట. షుడ్ ఐ కంప్లైన్ ఆర్ షుడ్ ఐ గ్లోట్ అబౌట్? Allow myself to be elated. If I am elated, the next one will come. Anishta. And therefore, this is a yo-yo life. So this yo-yo, ishta anishta, series of ishta, series of anishta, whether you are a bhakta, whether you are a devotee, this series of this ishta and anishta is your life. The only happy thing here is it is everybody's life. There is some satisfaction. Because when there is a general rule, there is always a satisfaction. You are not victimized. You are not the only one who is persecuted. Because our tendency to feel persecuted is always there. Yeah. Why me? Why me? Everybody tells the same thing. So why me, everybody says. So that means there is no why me, why we only. Why we, the entire humanity should complain to the devas, why we? The celestials, they say, why we? They have their own problems, maybe. I put a maybe, you know, I'm not sure. Problems may be there, but not at the level of complaining. Because there is no fun in them going to heaven. Level of, not to the level of complaining, but to the level of noticing. Noticing the taratamya. So what I say, this is life. There is no way of moksha. There is no way of understanding that I am Ananda, I am fullness, I am wholeness, I am Ishvara. This is too much for a yo-yo person. You can't write, I am Ananda. You can't write, I am Ananda. You have to write, I am Ananda. So, you know, say sometimes they print like this. So the music like, I am Ananda. Wavy. I am Ananda. Up and down Ananda. Ananda. Anyway, I imagine. This is Ananda. You can't say, nor anybody tells you that you are Ananda makes you more unhappy. If you are convinced, you are much more unhappy. If you are not convinced, you are of course unhappy. How can I be ananda? Unhappy. If you are convinced that you are ananda and still you are unhappy, it makes you more happy. I am ananda, but still is something like a green card holder got married in India and came back and then waiting for his wife to join him. 3 years chale gaya. Wrong thing to do. So this, I am ananda but I am not ananda, that makes you more sick. Previously you are unhappy, you are sickly also. And therefore what I say, live a life of karma yoga. What is karma yoga? Samatvam ishta nishtopapattishu nityam samachittatvam. Nityam always samachittatvam. The same, more or less the same type of response to both ishta and anishta. Foolish life is trying to make the whole life unfolding ishta only. 40 years chale gaya. We tried our best to keep ishta unfolding all the time. No. Then, if you continue doing that, that is called foolishness. Against all evidence, you are doing the same mistake, means it is wrong. That is called foolishness. Therefore, we try to have ishta. Nobody wants anishta. Nobody wants anishta. The whole life is to create situations which are more comfortable, more acceptable, more likable. That's what the whole intelligent living is. You live intelligently. Attempting to create situations which are likable to me, not at the cost of people. People's happiness. And within the, what we say, dharma, following dharma, I can create situations which are acceptable to me, liked by me. But then I don't call all the shots. It's a baseball game. And therefore sometimes what I want happens. In spite of my planning and efforts, what I don't want also happens. How do I respond? That is where my maturity, my life of yoga comes. This is karma yoga. So how do I respond? Do I allow myself to a life of yo-yo response? Or samatvam, no yo-yo. Samatvam yoga uchyate. So more or less the same. The same response means with certain composure. a capacity to adjust yourself very quickly. So that is called yoga, and that is achieved by, not it's a piece of advice, it won't work also. We can't say that you samatvam yoga vachade, therefore maintain the sameness of mind. You will develop brain tumor, suppression. And therefore we need to understand a few more things here. And because of that understanding, certain attitude is very natural, consequential. That attitude helps you respond more or less the same way. And that understanding is that it is given to me, is all second chapter of Gita, is given to me to make choices, karmani eva adhikaraha me, is given to me to make choices. Means is given to me, I mean, to choose what I do, what I want, what I do. A lot of things, desires are there, a lot of desires are there, but I may choose to fulfill a desire. Some others I may be indifferent to. And once I choose a desire, then I try to fulfill it. In this I have a choice. Karmani adhikarahate. But the result, the outcome for all my efforts is not totally under my control. There are so many factors. My own past karma also may be a factor. That may join my effort. Like you are walking on a moving ramp. Sometimes the ramp moves opposite. You get into this ramp, it goes the other way. Suppose it turns against you. You thought it is going along with you, but it goes against you. That is when you think of a day like this today, Guru Payarchi, Jupiter moving to a better house. The next house is moving. Let this motion herald, inaugurate a better turn of life. Let things work for me better in this new phase. That's how we always pray. Prayerful. But I say, this is possible. Therefore, how am I going to be objective is to take all this into account. And if you take all this into account, one more factor emerges. All these are given. And the giver is non-separate from the given. The given is not separate from the giver. is not away from the giver. Given is the giver.
And therefore, your understanding is complete only when this factor is taken into account. Otherwise, there is no karma yoga. It is all there is a new age material. Do like this, do like that, they tell you, then so that you will be able to, you will be positive thinking. And he said, all this never works. All incomplete. As though people don't want to think positively. People recognize certain things. People are concerned, are anxious. There's a fear of failure. And if the fear of failure is not there, then what have you learnt in your life? Having met with so many failures. And if the fear is there, what have you learnt? If it is not there, what have you learnt? It's just silly. Everything is legitimate. It's all money-making stuff. How to be successful? You have to bring in Ishvara anyway. Then your understanding is complete. More or less complete. You require minimum for everything. Even to be a telephone operator, you require a minimum qualification. You should be able to say, you should be able to talk, and you should be able to hear two things. Minimum qualification. Afterwards, how nicely you talk, how smoothly you say what the most unpleasant thing. You have to say the most unpleasant thing in a pleasant way. That's a telephone operator's job. That's what you have to do. Oh, he's not here. Can I take a message from you? He said he will be here. Yes, sir, but of course he was, is gone out. Can I take a message from you? Or he's always in a meeting. Everybody is in a meeting. But you have to say present. That's an additional qualification. How nicely you say hello. Not like hello. So these are all further qualifications. Minimum qualification, you should hear. You are a telephone operator. I want a telephone operator job. I've got only one problem, I can't hear. everything you require minimum qualification. To live intelligently, you require minimum qualification, minimum understanding. Minimum. Minimum is what is here.
What is here is Ishvara. There is nothing else is here. Everything is given. What is it that you have created? Nothing. Nothing else. Nothing you have created. Nothing you can create. That I can do something is given. That I can talk is given. That you can listen to me given. That whatever that is talked is understood also is given. Infrastructure is given. Buddhi is given. Everything is given. Minimum. It doesn't take any big intellect. To live intelligently, you require to have minimum knowledge. And you need to live intelligently because you're a human being. You have to make choices. And you have a choice in your action, but you have no choice over the result. But that is the truth. And therefore, when I have no choice over the result, then it's given that way. And what is given is giver. That is a very important step. It's not the giver is meeting out something unfair. Something unfair is meted out to you. Unjust is given to you. Because the whole thing is law. This why me question is a silly question. And therefore, what is Ishvara. And therefore, this unfoldment of Ishtam and Anishtam, for all my efforts, for all my planning, I do my homework very well. Because that's given to me. Therefore, I need to do my homework. I can't stick my finger into the fire and say that fire is unkind to me, it's burning me. Therefore, I do my homework. I understand the connections between means and ends. And I seek help where I need to seek help. And then do what I need to do. And the result, I take it as it is unfolded. Maybe with a murmur. Allowed. A small complaint, okay. But still, I must have that understanding gives me a shock absorber. In a car where there is very good shock absorber, there will be if you are seated there in the car, you will have little bumps. But your back will be safe. That is called shock absorber. It has to receive the shock. And it gets back, springs back. That is the absorber. It springs back. Correct? In life you require that springing back to the normal position. The time lost is not much. That is what we say. Anything is unfolded, the other I face, ishtam va, anishtam va. It's from Ishvara's laws. The laws of Ishvara are not separate from Ishvara. Then I let that Ishvara be, and that makes the situation as acceptable. Even though with a mild shock. And that's what we said, prasada buddhi. Prasada buddhya. With this buddhi, the attitude of prasada, both ishta and anishta is received. I respond to both of them this more or less the same way, because this is also prasada. What is ishta is prasada. What is anishta also is not the same type of prasada. Prasadas differ sometimes. Sometimes prasada is laddu, sometimes prasada is just vibhuti. And therefore, this is also prasada. This is prasada. This is anishta is prasada. You can even change a little bit. Prasada. Or you can even still make it more poignant. Allowed. You are allowed. Then you are a human being. You are not an angel. I can relate to you. If you are an angel, you have to search for an angel to be a friend. And therefore, we are human beings. Therefore, you are allowed. Prasad. I told you, the best car also, you have to go down and up, come up, correct? And therefore, in some of the cars, you go down, that's all, afterwards you end up in the hospital. So with the back pain. And then for 20 days on traction, this is another slip disc. Something. And whole life is like that traction. Because it's not that one time. Life is not one time anishta. Life is full of anishtas. Don't think that your life alone is anishta. Everybody's life is ishta and anishta, anishta and anishta. All are mishra. Mishra means mixture. We are all mishrajis. In India, a title is there, mishra. Is there any mishra here today? No mishra? It's always a mishra. No mishra. But everybody is a mishra. If I ask you if there is any mishra, means everybody can raise your hand. Everybody can raise their hand. Yes, I am a mishra. In this mishra, ishta and anishta, for some people, ishta comes more often than not. For some people, anishta comes more often than not. But everybody will tell Swamiji, for me, anishta is more often than not. Everybody will tell only anishta. Nobody will say, I get more ishta. Nobody says that. Why? Because you remember anitta more than ishta. Ishta is supposed to be. That's why proofreader's job, the thankless job. If he does a good job, nobody tells that there is a good proofreading. Everybody praises an article, but nobody praises a proofreader. But only if there is a mistake, what kind of proofreading is this? A thankless job. This is called thankless job. Our way of looking at our lives also is like that. It's a very harsh looking. There is more of you, there is less of Ishvara. When there is more Ishvara, then you are not unkind to yourself or unkind to the laws. There is glad acceptance, prasada buddhi, samatvam yoga uchyate. Ragadveshas do not create pressure also to transgress dharma, because dharma itself is Ishvara. Dharma is not a mandate of Ishvara. Dharma is a manifestation of Ishvara. And therefore, dharma itself is Ishvara. That's another wonderful thing to know. In no culture, dharma is Ishvara. There is no superiority of culture. There is understanding or no understanding, that's all. There is nothing superior. There is no superior physics. There is no inferior physics. If there is a subject matter called physics, well, it is physics. That dharma is not Ishvara is appalling. Dharma is a mandate of Ishvara, and that too, double standard. That is appalling. Dharma is Ishvara is a thing to be understood. Is a manifestation, because I don't create dharma. That is why it is universal. I don't want to get hurt, you don't want to get hurt, nobody wants to get hurt. Including mosquitoes. So that means we all know dharma. Without being educated, we all know dharma. Means dharma, in terms of dharma, we don't need education. We know it. And therefore, so that means we all commonly sense dharma. And what we commonly sense is given. And the given is not separate from the giver. One more step. Dharma is Ishvara. Therefore, conformity to dharma, while choosing karma, conformity to Ishvara in the form of dharma while choosing karma, and conformity to Ishvara taking the result as one from Ishvara is another form of Ishvara. Karma phala. Both with reference to karma phala, with reference to choice of means, I let Ishvara be. I don't transgress Ishvara. I am in touch with Ishvara. Prasada buddhya. And in doing karma, not transgressing dharma, conformity to dharma, is to be in harmony with Ishvara. So this is not letting my likes and dislikes take me for a ride. Likes and dislikes create pressure, therefore one goes against dharma. I don't. Karma yoga. Likes and dislikes get neutralized. They become harmless. And again, when the results come, I am ready to take them as they are. Samattvam yoga uchyate. Here yoga karma sukaushalam. The two definitions of yoga make me karma yogi. Therefore, yogam arurukshoho. Karma karanam uchyate. Correct? The one who wants to be, one who wants to ride the mount, the horse of karma yoga. Yogam arurukshoho means the one who wants to have freedom from conflict, freedom from the hold of raga dvesha, that is called yoga. Freedom from the hold of raga dvesha. What? Karma karanam uchyate. Yogam arurukshoho. Karma is the means. Doing karma is the means, not renouncing karma is the means. Renouncing karma becomes another raga and another dvesha. I don't want to go to work and all that and dvesha. I want to renounce everything, raga. I like sannyasa life. Why? Because I need not do anything. This is one more raga dvesha. It doesn't take you anywhere. It takes you to laziness. Laziness. Doesn't give you growth. Therefore, that is, without karma yoga, a life of karma with the right attitude, without that, sannyasa is fraught with undesirable outcome. Whereas, if one has lived a karma yoga life, then raga dvesha do not control your life. You are the swami of raga dvesha. Then when you become a swami sannyasi, then it's okay. You are already a swami of ragadvesha, master of ragadvesha. Then the sannyasa life becomes easy for you. Yoga rudasyata seiva samakkarana muchyate. The same person, one who has gained that situation, shamaha, renunciation, a life of renunciation, karanam uchyate, becomes sadhanam. Sannyasa becomes sadhanam for real sannyasa. Real sannyasa is sarvakarma sannyasa. The sarvakarma sannyasa also is called yoga ruda. And therefore, to really accomplish sannyasa,
One has to know that I am never a doer. You renounce karma only when you are a doer. But when you are already a non-doer, while doing also you are a non-doer, then that's a matter of knowledge you have to know. So that is the real sannyasa. So the Bhagavan talks about that in the verses to come. Therefore, the praise of Karma Yoga here in these first few verses, Arurukshur Munir Yogam Karma Karana Muchyate Tasya Yoga Rudasya Eva Samahai Sanyasa Samakarana Muchyate. So Samahai Sanyasaha Karana Muchyate. Renunciation of karma can be a means, you can take to Samakarana Muchyate. Then after a break we'll come back. Then we'll do Vishnu Sahasranama. So a few more words, a few more names. So we are still Sahasranama, we are trying to discover some of the names. We have given up completing the book. And therefore, so we are taking our own time and enjoying every nama.